This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I hope you, listen, we've got a lineup for you tonight. I think we've got, I think, because as you know in the past, sometimes they don't stand you up. You have technical problems. I get all of that. It happens. But, again, I say we probably have, because you just never know what's going to happen. David Fish will join me from Landmark Capital, as he does on a regular basis, to talk about your finances, right? What's going in and out of your pocket, in and out of your bank account. So we'll do a little bit with that. Bradley Dean is also going to join me. Bradley is just an incredible man of God. And you know what? He doesn't parse words or mince words. I mean, this is what it means. This is what it says. This is how you do it. It's really that simple for him. And then Bill Federer, from an interview I did with him a little while back, but I enjoyed it so much. We talked a little bit about the government, the electoral college, that kind of stuff. And I think, all this conversation around the popular vote, it scares me. You know, they've got 19 states thinking, willing, talking about taking this on. And I'm sorry, people, but it scares me because the popular vote, I mean, I want you to think about some of the people around you. The popular, you know, when you only have to campaign basically in three or four cities, right? You only have to campaign in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, maybe San Francisco. I mean, that really would take the bulk of the votes in. And then after a while, when middle America realized that their vote didn't count, when rural areas realize that their vote didn't count, when you go to the popular vote, why get out of bed? Why go check the box? Why even get up and go anywhere? And all this craziness would be shoved down their throats. This is how we fight back. You know, one of the major ways we fight back is the check in the box. Well, I guess some of you do it electronically. Some of you, you want to make sure there's no hanging chads. You understand? You want to talk about the craziness of the day? Really? How about this? We need your money. Not me, Joe. But donations are pouring in for a woman who lost her job after she shot a robbery suspect. Now, I think it was as of last night, she's raised, or they have raised, nearly $10,000 for her. This mother of three who lost her job in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Right? She was at a gas station. She worked at the gas station. I don't want to say she was at the gas station. Obviously, she works there. She was out there. She worked at the gas station, and she shot an armed robbery suspect. Now, Jennifer Wirtz said that the suspect pointed a gun at her at the Circle K gas station last week, forcing her to defend herself. She said, "I grabbed my gun from my pocket, I cocked it, and I shot. I'm sick and tired of being a sitting duck here," she said. Wirtz said that she had a gun with her at work out of the fear of being robbed while on duty. She said her employer hadn't been doing enough to ensure her safety. Now, some say, well, she could have quit. She's got to feed three kids. How about we give her some credit for wanting to work instead of wanting to go on welfare? And the guy who owned the gas station, if the place has been robbed before, then why in God's creation does he put up bulletproof glass or something? Why doesn't he do something to help the situation? Robberies have been going on like this for the past few weeks. She said, "They've done nothing to protect me, and I felt the need to protect myself." Wirtz's gunshot hit suspect Ferran Mendez, 23, in the chest. He's expected to survive. despite thwarting the robbery. Circle K initially suspended works for 2 weeks and then ultimately fired her because of her change policy prohibits employees from carrying guns while working. So if you have a Circle K in your area, you need to go in there and say, you know, I buy from you, but I'm not anymore because you're you know, whatever. You come up with your own words. Right? She goes on to say, we are not to chase, Wirtz said, describing the policy towards robbery suspects. We're not to provoke. We are not to do anything. We're just supposed to stand there and give them what they want and hope that they'll just leave without killing anybody. You got a gun in my face? You think I'm going to sit there like a sitting duck? And if I got a way to protect myself, you think I'm going to do nothing? You're out of your mind. But she asked, what if he would have come in and just shot me, just because I wasn't behind the counter? After Wirtz was fired, her mother launched a GoFundMe page with a goal of raising $20,000. She won't ask for help for herself, so I'm doing this for her, Wirtz's mother said. She is torn apart emotionally and is in need of some time to recover from this ordeal. Look, you know me, I'm not a big emotional kind of guy, and I think some of that stuff is just crazy and we let it go too far. But here's a woman who has 3 kids. She was willing to work and not take government money. She's willing to make a difference for her kids. She was willing to go out there and work in a dangerous environment. You need to support her. We need to help her. We need to support her. We need to make sure she's not going to get charged with shooting the suspect. Because with some of the crazy stories I've done over the last couple of years, including one this week, about a grandfather who thought it was wrong that his grandson lost his life because he broke into a house with brass knuckles and 2 other thugs, and they all got shot. The mother goes on to say she's always been a good person, mom and daughter. She is in need of dire help to support her family. She's already living paycheck to paycheck and now has no savings or nothing to fall back on. Please help as much as you can to support her and her family until she can find a new job. Now, Wirtz told an Albuquerque TV station that the donations will give her a chance to be able to focus on my mental state, make sure that I'm okay, and then, of course, any kind of legal funds which are going to come up. So far, I say so far because, right, we never know. So far, there's been no charges filed against her. But, guys, you know as well as I do. But that doesn't mean anything. Those could crop up at any time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, including give me some of your money. You see the Patreon.com up there. Click on it. Get involved. Get engaged. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go for it.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, really do appreciate you here with me. You know, Bradley Dean hasn't been on the show for a while, and I don't know why. Not that I don't want him here. The times don't connect, I guess, most of the time. He's very busy. Very, 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 very busy, man. But He travels the country. He helps our young people out. He helps guide them, helps them understand, you know, what their value is. Because I think that's what's missing with a lot of our young people. They don't really understand that the value they have. The value they have to their parents, the value they have to God, the value they have as human beings. You know, you think us Christians don't care about young people or others. It couldn't be further from the truth. We just don't believe they should be allowed
anything they want to do to express themselves. Because it doesn't work. Never has, and it never will. So again, you know, I say, take notes. Pay attention. You might be insulted by some of the stuff he says, but hear it through. And then decide whether he makes sense or not. Me and Bradley Dean, I know, probably improper English. Get over it. All right. I always love this guy when I have him on. I don't have him on enough. It's been a while. And he and I, he's got a lot more energy than I do, but he and I are very much alike from a black and white standpoint. And, you know, I've been reporting lately on our millennials. I've been reporting lately on our young people and how they don't like organized religion. They believe that there's a God, or there's a higher being, but organized religion turns them off. I've always felt that to be a cop-out, which is the word that we use from the 70s. But then I've taken it down to, and I've talked to some of you about working with some of our young Christian men. And society has browbeat them to the point where they don't think they're supposed to take a leadership role. They think that by being a leader in their homes, a leader in their communities and what have you, it's not right. It doesn't feel good. It's not the right thing to do. Well, if we're not the leaders, if the people who believe in God, believe in the creator of the universe, the one who sent his son first, if we're not leading this group, then who is? And what can you expect to happen? Now, I bring Bradley Dean on because, you know, I mean, with the Sons of Liberty Radio, I bring him on because he is out there. He's out there with our young people. He's spreading this message on a daily basis. And you know what? He's going to give you the reality of what we need to do to take back our communities, to take back our families. Men, you need to be dads. You need to be husbands. You need to be leaders in your community. Bradley, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. I appreciate your trust. And if you're going to just go ahead and be so gracious to let me run with that.
I am. It's all yours, buddy. Go for it.
I appreciate it. It's absolutely interesting that people have eyes, but they see not, and they have ears, but they hear not. They want someone else to lead the pack. Well, the fact of the matter is there is, and it's not the people we want leading the pack. If it's not us, then who? If it's not now, then when? And the fact of the matter is we as Christians, as a Christian country, 78% of us do profess that, don't want to go ahead and take heed to God's commandments, not his suggestions. Well, we're going to end up with a country that, well, looks just like ours. It's turning, and it's being turned into hell because the American people have departed wickedly from a living God, and God gave us commandments, America, not suggestions. And what it leads me to think about was Mr. Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, who was a former slave. He said that he used to pray for his freedom, Joe, for over 20 years, and he said nothing happened until he put his feet to his own prayers. And then he was liberated. Well, that sounds to me like faith without works is dead, but what Frederick did is he added his faith with his works, and he got a resolve. Because we do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God, and really what it sounds like is what's rolled over into this up-and-coming generation again is the entitlement attitude that, well, now God owes us something. He doesn't owe us nothing, and America is in the position today because we don't, and we have failed to keep his commandments. That's why we are in trouble. If anybody knows anything about Christian history and the patriarchs of old and in the present, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but the church has first got to stand up and fight, my friend.
But Bradley, we're told over and over and over again that the bottom line with it is that, you know, God is sovereign. He'll do what he wants to do. It doesn't matter what we do, and that, you know, things are just going to play out the way he wants them to.
Well, what if our forefathers thought that way? What if 13 colonies and 56 signers thought that way? What if they didn't respond? I mean, read the Declaration of Independence. That was 56 signers throwing up a tyrant across the pond that wouldn't be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, they were the ones that said, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson said, they coined the phrase almost exactly the same. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And if we're to look at to those that have led the way, then if it's not our forefathers that threw off tyranny and took on God, then what are we to look to? I mean, we have a longest standing constitution. Over 240 years later, we're still here to talk about it, and we have the freedom to do the right thing, yet we want to try to find a scapegoat to excuse ourselves from our obligations before God and man. It's not going to work, and that's why America is under judgment today, my friend.
I agree with you on a lot of these issues here. You know, in talking to some of the young guys, as they do too, again, they always bring up Barabbas, and they bring up Jesus, and they say, you know,
when do we become, because we can't do anything for Jesus. We can't do anything for God. And where does that fight? What kind of fight should we be putting up? Where do we stand and where do we step? I know it, this is stuff that they're being taught in weak churches. They're not being taught to be. Look, I'll make a statement here, too. Men, you need to take your rightful place in the home and not as a dictator. You know, some of the people think that when you and I talk about men being the head of the household, we're talking about them being dictators. That's not it at all. You need somebody steering the ship. You need somebody from a biblical perspective, you know, being the leader of the home. There is a spiritual hierarchy to the home life. So go ahead.
That's right. And God put it in chronological order. And it's him first, God, then Christ. Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of the woman. There's a proper order for things to function. That being said, that is scriptural. Going back to what you said before that, you know, these men, as they call themselves, that are going to these weak churches, they have a responsibility to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth for themselves. They must know concerning the doctrine was the first prerequisite Jesus gave to those that would follow him after he said, deny yourself and follow me. The problem in America, namely in the professed church in America, is they're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and the homosexual agenda because they stand back and wait for God to do what he commanded them to do. It's about the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. And furthermore, I want people to understand that when you look to Jesus as our great example, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said that the works that he did, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And my Father, through Jesus Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, pointed me to God and said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things.
You can already see where this is going. Don't miss it. We'll be back after the break. Bradley Dean joins me to talk about how men can be men today. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Southern Christian. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bradley Dean joins me. I recorded this earlier today. We're just kind of on a rolling interview, which means I didn't start and stop it. I just let him go. And we're talking about today's men. Why are not our young men taking their rightful place in their homes, as husbands, as fathers, as leaders in the community? Especially to my Christian friends. You need to listen to this.
America, namely in the professed church in America, is they're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and the homosexual agenda because they stand back and wait for God to do what he commanded them to do. It's about the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. And furthermore, I want people to understand that when you look to Jesus as our great example, 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said that the works that he did, he said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And my Father, through Jesus Christ, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, pointed me to God and said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. We're the seed of David. And we're to do what David did. If we want the results that biblical patriarchs received from God, then we better do what they did. And guess what they did? They loved God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they had enough common sense that it was their obligation and duty before God and man to respond. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And it's interesting, Joe, that you're talking about these people that say that God, it is a finished work, there's no doubt, but we move on what he has finished, and we take it by greater faith under the dispensation of grace. It's interesting to note that when we look into Christ, he has so promised us so much more than even what he did that there's no excuse. We're a Christian nation, and it is our obligation to call unto him and have him show us great and mighty things in which we know not. As a matter of fact, he even said to his church, go ahead, call unto me. He said, open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. He said he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. He said those people would do great exploits. I got a question for you, Joe. What Bible are these people not reading? Because it's not the same Bible I'm reading, friend.
Hi, listen, you know we're on the same page. I push this stuff on a regular basis. I want another voice in here. When you talk to the men about what's going on and going on in their lives, where they're taking their kids, what they're doing with their kids. And I was saying, there was recently in California, there was a sex ed, but they passed it under a Healthy Child Act or something like that. That came down to we can't call it what it is. And it came down to the school. So I had a group of women come in and approach me on it, and you know, we worked on it, and we made it better, if you want to use that term. But what ended up happening was there was also a group of women there, Christian women, who had said, "Hey, there's nothing wrong with this. This is okay. The kids need to know this stuff, and it's okay for the schools to teach them." And I'm thinking to myself, When do we take back our families? When do we take back our homes? When do we teach our children, teach that blessing? I mean, you're basically mistreating a blessing that God handed you, are you not?
Oh, there's no doubt. And, I mean, do I even need to say or respond to that? Because that is so reprobate. And it's interesting that they call themselves Christians. When you look at Scripture, and you look to Scripture, and going back to those that keep the commandments of God or no, it's interesting that Jesus said, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Did he fail to do? No, absolutely not. He set the precedent. He was the example. He also said, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Does God call homosexuality an abomination? Why, guess what, friends? Yes, he does. And now we're listening to a bunch of women that aren't under submissive, dictator, or dictated by their husbands at home. And, of course, I'm being facetious right now. But when you lose that proper order, this is what you get out of these reprobate women. They think they're going to hell when, in fact, they're paving the way to hell for even their children with a smile on their face. And what God condemns, they advocate, and then they wonder why their nation is under judgment. In America, we need to get back to common sense here, because I'll tell you what, we've left it, and we're letting these type of people lead from the back. And what we need to do is keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, and take him for what he says, rather than what you wanted to say, because you want to appease your flesh, because you have a lust for the flesh, and a love of the world, and a pride of life, which is not of the Father. Folks, this is all a spirit of Antichrist, and it is in action today through these self-professed hypocrites called Christians. And keep in mind, Joe, these are the same people that were saying, "We have no king but King Caesar," and they were also the ones, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, that were saying, "You know what, crucify him, crucify him." And isn't it interesting, on the way up, what preceded that, isn't it interesting, on the way up to Golgotha, to Calvary, the women were crying for Jesus. And he was dragging the cross to the top of Skull Hill. And he turned around and he said, "Don't cry for me. Listen to me, America. Listen to what I'm telling you right now." Because Jesus said it 2,000 years ago, and it's happening today. "Don't cry for me." He said, "Cry for you and your children." He said, "Because if you'll allow them to do this in a green tree, when you have the light that you have and you do nothing with it, can you imagine what's going to happen when there's a dry tree?" That's exactly where America's at today, Joe. Exactly.
Oh, our young men are walking around almost like they have no guide. They have no understanding. They love Jesus. They love God. They go to church every Sunday. But guys, are you living it? You know, some of these guys I talk to, and some of the things they're doing with their kids, you go, do you realize what you're bringing your kids into? Do you realize, you know, I take Disney, for instance, and I'm not trying to get crazy here, but you've got things going on at Disney that are 180 degrees against the word. You had parents that were taking their kids to, what was that, Beauty and the Beast recently, which and I don't know, I didn't see it, I only know from what I read, okay? And they took people into that, they took their kids into that, and I'm saying, okay, so what you're doing is, and it doesn't matter what it is in life, when you don't agree with something, why do you expose your children to it?
Well, it shows you that they do agree to it. Matter of fact, if you look at what's happening in this country today, I was talking about on the radio show today that Edmund Burke said evil prevails because good men do nothing. Think about that. No, evil prevails because evil men do nothing. If they were good, they would respond to the evil. And when you look in Scripture, there's a word wicked. God addresses the wicked. Who are the wicked? Those that have a knowledge to do the right thing, but do it not. Those are the nations that are being judged. And we see throughout history to the present that they were the ones that are being judged, and that's exactly why we're seeing it rain today here in America, judgments, is because America's not taking on the Word of God. They're taking on their opinion and replacing it for the Word of God, like even that of Edmund Burke back in the day. We need to think for ourselves. The motto on our radio show, the slogan is, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And the fact of the matter is, we follow the Christ, and I want to tell you what, He is the great liberator, and when we follow Him, we see that we do a lot that He might be glorified, John 15. And how you separate the two, going back to the original topic of what we're talking about here, Joe, you just can't separate works from faith. You do the works because of your faith. And it's for anything that you do in life. You're going to serve what you love, and that's all you have to do concerning all these people that are making excuses as for why they leave off their duty before God and man. You just pull the curtain back, and you'll find out soon enough what they really love. And what they really love is their sin.
I love this stuff. You just said it, and it's true. If you become, once you become a Christian, you can't separate the wet from the water when it comes. You know, when it's just a natural fact about water. And I listen to the guy, some of these guys talking again, talk about music they're listening to, talk about the shows they're taking their kids to. We've had several high paid I guess well known. I'm not a big TV watcher, but a well known actresses like Jennifer Lawrence and a few others who insult Jesus, who denounce Jesus, who say, you know, Jesus had nothing to do with this trophy. You don't want to get their trophy. It's all about me.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus. You know, and I'm going, really? And you let your kids watch these movies? You Christian parents are allowing your kids access to this. Why? Why do you think that the men and the women that professing Christians allow their kids to be exposed to this?
You know, if we had, probably about a week and a half of daily hourly shows or multi-hour shows, we could spend the time exposing the fruit of those people that mock God. People need to understand that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And I believe you were talking about Kathy Griffin,
who's one of them,
exhibiting her real heart. And it's absolutely amazing that anybody would pay to support any of these filthy animals. And furthermore, if you know anything about the history of Hollywood, America, that whole area was actually given away free concerning the land, concerning those that were willing to go ahead and erect parishes and churches in that particular area. In 1968, all the movies that were actually brought to the American people were first vetted by the church. And guess what? What you're seeing is, again, only to add on to what the foolishness is concerning the topic. They believe in God and God's in control and everything is finished. Well, the fact of the matter is they dropped their guard. And what's happening today is we have abortion, we have homosexuality, we have corruption in the church, we have corruption in politics, because the church is derelict of duty.
Hey, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after that.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes, temps up to 1,500 degrees, free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire, fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight and being with us. I'm going to jump right back to it because I don't want you to miss any of this. And if we can't finish it before the segment's up, then we're going to go ahead and after the show we'll post the whole thing up. But Bradley Dean from Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, is joining me. And we recorded this earlier today, and I just set him loose. And this is more meant for the Christian community, but I think a lot of you can also learn from what he has to say. Why are our men not stepping up to take their rightful places, not as dictators as some of you think we're saying, but as being husbands, fathers, community leaders, doing the right thing to make their community a better place.
They're giving away free concerning the land, concerning those that were willing to go ahead and erect parishes and churches in that particular area. In 1968, all the movies that were actually brought to the American people were first vetted by the church. And guess what? What you're seeing is, again, what the foolishness is concerning the topic. They believe in God and God's in control and everything is finished. Well, the fact of the matter is they drop their guard. And what's happening today is we have abortion, we have homosexuality, we have corruption in the church, we have corruption in politics because the church is derelict of duty. Look into the education system. That's the church's watch. I mean, just look, when you leave off the works, this is what happens, and that's where we're at today, to go back to your original point.
Yeah, I am truly concerned, and I know some people are going to take this the wrong way. I don't really care at this point in time. They're going to take this the wrong way. And what I love locally with me, and you know, you've seen some of the stuff, and you and I have talked about this. You know, recently somebody bought my book. They brought a guy up from Hollywood to start attacking some of us. And I love the way some people jumped on how Christians have no place in the school system. Christians have no place running these school boards. And he took a line out of one of my books, out of my book, where I was talking about God's viewpoint on, you know, gay and lesbianism. And he tried to tear me up. And so what I said simply to him was, so now we can no longer talk about God's word at all. We can't even have a discussion around it. And what that prompted was one of the admins for the site to go in and start ripping out all the negative Christian comments. So thank God I got a screenshot before that. But our Christian people need to understand, you're not going to appease these people. Just because you go and you don't say anything bad about Disney or you don't say anything bad about certain lifestyles and certain things, you're not going to make it any better for yourself. You're actually making it worse for your kids. Agreed?
Yeah. I want to add on to what you just said, Joe.
Go ahead.
Because when you look at what can be done in public schools, people need to understand that we never lost the right to do the things that we've always done. I don't have time for this show to try to convince anybody who we are
right.
And where we came from. But if you can't see the Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen soldiers, if you can't read the top of the Washington Monument, if you can't see politicians putting their hand on the Christian Bible, swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, if you can't see Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell, if you can't see Moses and the Ten Commandments on all of the Capitol buildings in all 50 states, where it says justice is the guardian of liberty, as Moses holds both tablets in each hand, Exodus 20, if you can't see what's right in front of your face, I trust that I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it, because the bottom line is you don't want to see it. And it doesn't matter if you want to see it or not. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? And the bottom line is, we are a Christian nation. We've never lost the right. Our rights come from God. They don't come from the privileges of the state. Every state preamble, Joe, starts out acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution. God is on our money. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
I can go to our signers. I can go to the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. I can go to the Declaration of Independence, where it makes four references to the God of the Mosaic Institution. I can go to that document right before the Declaration of Independence called the Mayflower Compact. It does nothing but smack to the pulpit. Listen, if you don't believe we're a Christian nation, me and Joe will buy you a one-way ticket to Russia, and you enjoy yourself. Then and only then will you understand who we are and what makes us so great. It's not us. It is the Christ. Amen.
You're right on there. All right, so I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit. Have you heard of or seen or talked about the movie The Shack?
I know very little of it. I know. Here's the thing. I don't need to study out the doctrine of devils, or neither do I need to study through to understand what they are. As a matter of fact, if I can equate what the FBI does, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, what they do to expose counterfeits is they study the real one.
Right.
And the Shack is definitely a counterfeit. This I do know. And how do I know that? Because I study the real one called the Word of God.
I got in a discussion, I'll put it that way, with a very close family member who's a reverend, okay? And I know, and it was really funny because they were justifying some of the things in the movie as a different way to look. And I said, and I did what you just did to me and others, which is I said, look, no, it's the real father. It's the real God. That's what you have to talk about. You can't, because in the movie, I guess God takes on
or it appears that God is a female for this particular situation, that God needs to show up as a female. And I said, do you understand what's going on there? Why can't you make it look or just lay out the truth? God is in male form, period, end of discussion. And what's wrong with having the Father's love? Why is this negativity towards fathers as a whole? And it created a rift, buddy, but it's okay.
Yeah, it only adds to what they're trying to do now, and it's confusion of faith. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. But it's also interesting to note that if any man shall take away from the words of the book of prophecy, the word of God, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. It's only to add to the agenda and the propaganda that they're adding to through the sodomite agenda on a global scale. And by the way, this is happening on a global scale. It's there to confuse, and just think, the communists know the first thing they need to do, if they want to destroy the West,
yep,
the very first thing that they did and they are doing is the first thing is to demoralize the people. Because when you can demoralize the people, attack their faith, demoralize them the way that you're seeing it today in America, and then the next thing you see, oh, did I tell you, Joe, that the information that I'm telling you about right now is coming from a KGB defector that they want to demoralize the West. First thing, and he said, we have demoralized them to a point where it's way beyond the wildest dreams of our founding forefathers in communist Russia. And he said, what happens is you can warn them, people, until you warn them, and he said, the people will not listen. He said, but when the boot comes down, the people will respond. And he said, it's too late then. So, America, you just go ahead and sit down and wait for the boot to come, because when it comes, rest assured, you have been warned that it was coming, and you had the freedom to right the wrongs, and you sat there, and you wanted to ridicule and mock and scorn those that were willing to tell you what you didn't want to hear. Which one is love? That's the question I have for you.
Yeah, we are in agreement on many things, and one of the things that bothers me the most, being in politics myself, is, with recent things that came up, how many of my Christian brothers who did not take a Christian stance on other politicians? And I'm just slamming my head against the wall going, wait a minute. You went up there to impose God on people, but you went up there with godly principles, with a godly foundation. I don't see it anymore. And you're not speaking it anymore. So it's a very...
Yeah, well, you're hearing a whole lot about it, but you're seeing very little. Remember Jesus said, be not deceived, many will come in my name?
Yep.
They're going to come in my name, and they're going to tell you that they're Christians. But he said, first and foremost, in Matthew 7, verse 16, he said, you'll know them by their fruit. Don't pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to what they do, because that's who they really are.
Okay, I'm going to give you the pulpit for a few minutes here. On the way out, I want you to talk to our men that are struggling to be the head of their households, the father they need to be, the provider they need to be, the godly man they need to be. And part of what sparked this, I know you're not a Facebook freak. My daughter wrote something, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but my daughter wrote something very nice on Father's Day on my Facebook page. And it really, you and I know you're a godly man. I know you bring up your boys in a godly fashion and you treat your wife right. And you're not looking for this. But when she wrote it, it hit home from a standpoint of saying, I wonder how many other guys are understanding what their kids are looking at. I'm 57 years old. Are these guys understanding the effect they're truly having on their kids by the actions they're taking today? Speak to our fathers.
I think in a lot of ways, well, keep in mind, I was a fatherless kid. I grew up with a dad that was MIA and a dad that was AOL. And my mom was work. She was a workaholic, so she was gone. We were welfare kids, and it was me and my brother that grew up on our own. And throughout my life, I can see the hand of God. I see His fingerprint on everything that I've done, and I'm literally so thankful for it. Let me say this, guys. What God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out of you. If I was raised a fatherless kid, the power of His grace shows you who...
Guess what? We're out of time. And if you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another minute or two or three, but you should listen to the rest of this. I'm going to tie it all together when I put it up on the podcast. And this is what you need to play for your kids. Okay? If you're a man, take a listen to this again. We're not telling you to be dictators. This is not what this is all about. I am Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side of GCN Live.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?